are supposed to do.
Or another way of saying that, what
should do, ought to do.
And you say the child got whipping, you say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or he
oughtn't to have.
And say if someone asks you if you'll be able to help him do some work next week, you say, well, I'm not sure I could help you, but
I might be able to.
Did you ever say I might could?
No.
Is that
it doesn't sound right.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
A bird that can see in the dark? An owl.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of owls?
Hoot owl, screech owl, white owl, barn owl.
What's the white owl? What is that?
It's on the cigars.
Oh. Is that a real?
Yeah, there's some parts of the country where it snows and the owls do turn white, I guess, in the wintertime. Like the white snowshoe rabbits.
Uh-huh. What about the other one you mentioned, the barn?
Barn owl.
How's he different from the
It may not really be any different, but there's some owls that seem to frequent barns. They sleep in there in the daytime, and then they go out and hunt at night. And they always just call them barn owls. They may be a little smaller than a big owl.
Have you ever heard any superstitions about owls?
I think they're supposed to be smart, but that's just because they look at you rather intently, I think.
What about this being bad luck to hear them call?
No.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Any other name for him?
No, I can't think of him.
Did you ever hear him called a woodchuck?
No, I thought a woodchuck was a little animal.
What about peckerwood? Have you ever heard people say that?
Yeah, but I always thought that was a kind of wood. I didn't know it was a bird.
What?
I just thought it was a type of wood or something that had, you know, holes in it or something.
That's what they...
I don't know. That's just what I always thought. I mean, having read it and stuff, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it. But
how...
I thought it was a kind of wood. I didn't know it was the bird.
That you'd call the...
I didn't know you called the bird that.
Uh-huh. What did you hear the wood call?
I thought that they were speaking of wood, but I guess now they were speaking of a bird.
Uh-huh. What term did they use?
The peckerwood.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that used about people to call somebody a peckerwood?
Well, you could leave the wood part off and you might have it, but no, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear someone call this a pecker?
Yeah. It's a derogatory term, like calling somebody a prick or something.
Uh-huh. And kind of black and white animal has a real strong smell.
Skunk or civet cat?
Mm-hmm. Are they different or?
I don't know. They smell about the same. I've never really gotten real close to a civet cat, but it seems like a civet cat doesn't have the colored markings like a skunk does. It's more just a sort of a scungy brown looking.
What about general name would you have for the kind of animals that come and kill chickens?
Weasels?
Or just a general name?
Varmints?
Huh?
Varmints?
What do you mean by varmints?
Just any little sneaky animals, I guess.
Would a rat be a varmint?
It'd be a rodent.
What?
I guess it could be a varmint, too, instead of just a rodent.
What are some of the animals that you call varmints?
I call my dogs and cats varmints. I say, Mike, you feed the varmints today. But just in a, you know, in a joking way. I guess a weasel or a fox or a coyote or maybe even a, you know, a badger, anything that would sneak in, a skunk. Just small, stealthy animal.
And a kind of bushy-tailed animal, I guess, up in the trees.
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?